Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, July 14th, 2023. Again, we've made it to the end of the work week on this Friday morning, 9:06 a.m. on this Friday, July 14th. I'm your host, David Boyle, in the Red Rock Morning Studio, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Well, we've got plenty of news and happenings for you this morning. Taking a look at some items, including the latest out of the Navajo Utah water rights settlement. You may recall just a little over a year ago, representatives from the state and federal government, tribal governments gathered in Monument Valley, where then President Jonathan Nez of the Navajo Nation, along with Utah Governor Spencer Cox and Department of the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, all signed the agreement, Navajo-Utah Water Rights Agreement, which recognizes the Navajo Nation's water right to withdraw 81,500 acre-feet annually from the Colorado River Basin, specifically from the San Juan River and tributaries. With that, as part of the settlement, the federal government also contributing $210 million and the state of Utah contributing $8 million to build infrastructure to use that water right. So that happened a little over a year ago. So what's happened since? A couple of meetings have happened lately to update the public on those different events. One of them, the Navajo-Utah Commission held a special meeting at the end of June. At that meeting, Navajo-Utah Commission members and also the three Navajo Nation Council delegates that represent the Utah on the in the Navajo Nation. That includes Shandine Parrish, Herman Daniels Jr., and Curtis Yanito. They met with different folks to talk about the progress of the Navajo-Utah water rights settlement. The meeting included an update from Dr. Crystal Tuli Cordova, who's the principal hydrologist with the Navajo Nation Department of Water Resources Water Management Branch. She described the next steps in the project, including the adjudication process by the state of Utah and the hydrographic survey report that's being led by the Bureau of Reclamation. She noted that water infrastructure projects that were identified in 2014 to secure the $210 million. She assured the Navajo-Utah Commission that water infrastructure projects using the Navajo-Utah Water Rights Settlement Fund have yet to be determined, highlighting a need to reassure the status of projects previously identified and determine the existing water infrastructure projects' needs given the funding opportunities for Navajo-Utah water infrastructure projects funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. Part of the meeting as well, Eunice So of ETD Incorporated gave a presentation regarding the Navajo Water Rights Commission's public outreach effort, outlining the components of the public outreach plan, including developing public input on those projects. So that is latest Navajo-Utah Commission. There was another meeting earlier in June kind of highlighting what is left to be done for the water rights settlement to happen. There were Utah Division of Water Rights held public meetings in Aneth and Monument Valley on June 13th to update the public on the implementation of the settlement. Presenters from the Bureau of Reclamation explained that in order to get to that step that everyone's looking for, to get that water infrastructure in place, they have to secure the funds, which has been done. Both the federal Congress and state of Utah have given those funds that were mentioned, that $218 million. That total is now near $250 million, as it's in a trust fund that's been indexed for inflation. In addition, the other parts related to the planners completing a hydrographic survey and adjudication steps, once those are completed, infrastructure projects can begin and the money will be released for those infrastructure projects and even plans for the infrastructure projects. Bureau of Reclamation and the Utah Division of Water Rights both gave an estimated completion in 2024. So what are those two steps that remain? Hydrographic survey is intended to document existing and historic Navajo water use in the Utah Strip. The reclamation survey began with collecting available information from the Navajo Nation and other entities and is continuing with on-site surveys. So you may have seen folks coming around documenting different water rights uses. In an April status report, the survey is 51% complete across the Utah Navajo Strip, but that's mostly concentrated in certain areas. For example, they noted that 99% is complete in the Old Jato chapter. So if you live in Old Jato, you maybe have seen folks coming around documenting water uses. The survey is also 86% complete in the Aneth chapter. So it's been happening in Aneth as well. In comparison, you know, there's all chapters had a percentage complete. Tisnos Post and Navajo Mountain are both listed at 0%, so they haven't started working there. But again, they plan to finish those infilled studies in 2024. At the same time, the Utah Division of Water Rights is in the process of aiding a water rights adjudication of the Navajo-Utah Strip. Adjudication is a legal process that is intended to identify historic and existing water rights in a specific area and document their use. So the 13-step process includes holding these public meetings. There's 134 claims in the Navajo-Utah Strip, so people that have water rights through the state records. And so with the Navajo Nation getting their water rights, these other rights are been noted to assert their claim or to, you know, it's a way for them to clean up the books if people are no longer using their water rights. So of that 134, 105 of those claims have been filed to assert their water right. So, you know, organizations, for example, that have those water rights, the Utah School and Institutional Trust Land Administration, or SITLA, San Juan School District, St. Christopher's Mission in Bluff, ConocoPhillips Company, and many others, individuals and corporations have those water rights that they've claimed. Of the rights that are unclaimed, 29 rights unclaimed, 22 of them are associated with oil and gas companies. So if those rights are unclaimed, they will go away. The list of unclaimed rights can be found on the waterrights.utah.gov website. At the meeting, they also provided information in the Navajo language as part of that public meeting, and it was interesting as part of that the Bureau of Reclamation also estimated that the Navajo Nation uses 10,000 acres currently of their 81,500 allotments. So 70,000 acre feet will be available from the San Juan River and tributaries for future development, and nearly $250 million for projects will be available for Navajo Nation water projects in the coming years. So again, at the end of or midway through next year is when they're hopeful to be able to start on those projects. And again, the Navajo Nation is the one that's in charge of distributing those funds, and they haven't decided yet what those projects will be, and public outreach is expected to come.
That's a very interesting story over the long run. You know, water is life, and for the tribe, the Utah Strip, to secure that right and to secure funding to develop that right is going to have a significant impact on the lives of people in this area. It's going to take years and maybe decades to fully implement, but that's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and it has taken decades to get to this point. Yeah. You know, formal negotiations, you know, for the Navajo Nation to say, look, we live here. We deserve, you know, to be able to use some of this water from this river, you know, and them being a tribal entity, you know, working through that that red tape, that legal process, that negotiation with the state and the federal government and the Navajo Nation. That took nearly 18 years of formal, you know, negotiations. They finalized, or they agreed on it a little earlier on, and then they had to get, you know, congressional approval and Utah State legislature approval and Navajo Nation Council approval, you know, so there's all these steps. But they're getting closer again. So the idea is, you know, in the next year, they're figuring out the legal process to say, okay, you know, San Juan School District, they're not the Navajo Nation, but they use water on the Navajo Nation, of course, as part of those schools. So they get to keep their water right. They're figuring out, you know, all those different entities that are using waters. That's the adjudication process, making sure they still have those rights, also giving priority to the Navajo Nation water rights and for those projects identified that happened before the settlement. Then the ones that happen after the settlement will have a lower priority in the process. Anyways, and then the other part of the survey is, or other part of the project is identifying all the water uses that are currently on the Navajo Nation, and in doing so, those are given priority. So, identifying water uses, going through the legal paperwork, and once that's done, the funds will be released and the nation can start building projects on the Navajo-Utah Strip.
So not a simple project process, not a something that will happen quickly, but they're making significant, ongoing, steady progress. Just imagine a tribal government, federal government, state government, local governments, and a resource that's very, very highly valued. Just really, it's very interesting stuff. It's going to be interesting too, you know. I mean, in Aneth, which is right along the river, you can see, well, they may be able to have significant impacts quickly. But this is for the entire Navajo Strip in southeast Utah. And so I remember 10, 15 years ago, there was a big fire on Navajo Mountain. And next year, of course, the floods and washed out their water system. And that was a dire situation. Navajo Mountain sits 1,000 feet, you know, several thousand feet up above the river. Mm-hmm. Colorado and San Juan, but it'll be interesting to see how this impacts these communities and these residents, a population that has had significant challenges trying to get something as simple and as taken for granted for most of us as running water in their homes. So
yeah, well, you know, and obviously, you know, with this story, I think the thing that people are most interested in is, okay, you know, where's the water plant going to be, you know, or, you know, where are they going to, you know, divert some of the San Juan River? How are the project's infrastructure going to be built? But again, that's not known right now. You know, as part of coming up with that figure of $218 million, it's now $250 million due to inflation. In coming up with that figure, they kind of identify, you know, did kind of a rough outline of, okay, we could do this, this, and this, you know. So there's maybe a little bit of an idea, but the Navajo Nation, you know, wants to make sure that, you know, that they know what those projects are going to be, that they have, you know, plans for that before, you know, before we necessarily know exactly, you know, what those options might be. So that's of course, I think people are most interested in, okay, where's the water treatment plant going to be, or how many are there going to be? Is there going to be a big pipeline? You know, how's that going to work? And the answer is unknown yet, but absolutely, you know, in process, they're working to identify those projects. And again, there were some preliminary projects identified in 2014. So
yeah, there's some low-hanging fruit, but there's also the big picture too, which is providing water opportunities and resources to a diverse population.
Absolutely.
Scattered population, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and that was something too, when they signed that treatment, we had the opportunity, I spoke with then President Jonathan Nez, you know, about, okay, so how does that work? You know, because you mentioned, Bill, you know, there's, you know, there's, the population is pretty spread out. So they talked about they are definitely going to, you know, focus on using those funds wisely. And so infrastructure will probably be, what's the word? Not crowded, but centralized.
Sure.
In certain areas, but you know, again, definitely the resource is going to be much more available. And as mentioned, you know, they estimated about 10,000 acre feet of that 81,500 is currently being used. You know, a rough estimate, but anyways, that's obviously seven times as much remaining. So lots of potential, lots of projects on their way.
Very good.
Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Don't miss Paw Co. live on stage at Montezuma Park. It's Cortez Third Thursdays, free July 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. with an outdoor market full of food, drinks, giveaways, and live music. Ghana-born drummer and composer Paw Co. blends rhythm and artistry from his home with jazz and African roots to create his own powerful Afro-fusion sound. This is one you don't want to miss. Third Thursdays in Montezuma Park. Presented by the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association, First National Bank of Cortez, the City of Cortez, and Mesa Verde Country. Cortez Third Thursdays, featuring Paw Co. Free, July 20th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, July 14th, 2023, 9:24 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And let's take a look at some news in the area. Missing person reports in the Navajo Nation Police Department, Shiprock District. 85-year-old Jane Sosi, Gloria Jane Sosi, Gloria was last seen wearing gray capri tights, a white shirt, and pink tennis shoes. And she was last seen a half mile northwest of Ismay Trading Post in Cortez. Last date of contact was Friday, June 2nd. If you know where Gloria Jane Sosi is, ask to contact the Shiprock Police Department at 505-368-1350. Navajo Nation missing person alert has been given also in the Shiprock District for Cassandra Blackhorse Harrison, 43-year-old woman listed at 5'4". She was last seen in Shiprock near the Dene housing area. She has a tattoo on her left arm of a triangle with an eye and a feather depiction on her upper arm. If you've seen Cassandra Blackhorse Harrison, also ask to contact the Shiprock Police Department, 505-368-1350. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The new Dove Creek Elementary School is under construction and hoping to open its doors in August 2024. Bailey Duran of the Cortez Journal has got a report on that. and they are in those first phases of destruction of construction. Excuse me. They're moving dirt and prepping for footers and concrete. Again, the school is on schedule to be completed in fall of 2024 when they plan to open the school next fall. So, additional information about where that project is at, how the Dolores School District, Dolores County School District, got this far. You can read in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. And again, one other item, application submission deadline for the Miss Navajo Nation pageant is today. So if you'd like to apply to be Miss Navajo Nation, you got to be an enrolled member of the Navajo Nation, 18 to 25 years old and single, fluent speaker of Navajo and English, and knowledgeable of Navajo culture, traditions, and history, a high school graduate or GED certificate earner, and a valid state-issued driver's license. Again, application submissions are due today. You can email Office of Miss Navajo at navajo-nsn.gov or give their office a call, 928-871-6379. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yes, next Tuesday, that's July 18th, there'll be graveside services for Barbara Montella of Blanding. That starts at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July 18th at the Blanding City Cemetery. Funeral services for Nicole Sliding of Moab are at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 19th at the Moab LDS Chapel on 400 North. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are next Thursday, July 20th at the Dove Creek Cemetery. They begin at 10 a.m. A celebration of life for Lewis Jones, Lewis Weldon Jones, begins at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. Memorial services for Alma Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at Durango Cowboy Church, and graveside services for Howard Nielsen will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at the TSA Job Fair at the Green River Library, July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship required.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is, Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
It's the grand opening of the Emery Telcom Monticello office, and you're invited. Join Emery Telcom July 14th from 9 to 1 for food, goodie bags, and giveaways as they officially open their brand new office at 17 South 300 East in Monticello. Now, more than ever, Emery Telcom is your local advantage. Visit emerytelcom.com or call 435 435- 248-8023 today to save up to $30 a month on high-speed internet. And come check out the Monticello Grand Opening July 14th from 9 to 1.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
What's going on?
The Cortez Farmers Market is open at the southwest corner of Main and Elm Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30. Visit shopcortez.com or the Cortez Farmers Market Facebook page for details. The Dolores Summerfest starts at 11 o'clock Saturday morning and runs all day with a car show, live music, a kids' zone, a beer garden, food, and vendors. Check out visitdolores.com for info. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check mancosvalley.com for all the details. Come help beautify Monticello's Main Street and parks this Monday in preparation for the upcoming Pioneer Day celebration. Meet at Veterans Park at 6 p.m. for work assignments and bring your garden tools and work gloves. The July 3rd Thursday Cortez Downtown Market features live music from Pa Co this Thursday night from 5 to 8. Come enjoy the music, food and drinks, vendors, and fun in Montezuma Park. Visit shopcortez.com for full details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:33 a.m. on this Friday morning, this Friday, July 14th.
Yeah, I just heard the commercial for Emory Telecom. They're having the big grand opening of their Monticello office today. It started at 9 o'clock. We'll go through 1 o'clock. They've got a nice little warehouse. It's kitty corner from the Maverick on East Center Street in Monticello. But so from 9 to 11, treats, goodie bags, giveaways, and you get to meet Emory Telecom people. They've really had a significant impact both in internet access. They're bringing fiber to homes throughout Grand and San Juan counties. In addition, they've got the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity to allow a rate of return regulated telephone company. Anyway, there'll be telephone services, which have been well established in Emory in Carbon County for many years, in Grand County for several years, and that will be more and more in San Juan County. So, yeah, you ought to jump in and go down to their new warehouse. Again, it's on 300 South Center Street in Monticello, and get a goodie bag and meet some people and learn about all the exciting things that Emory Telecom's bringing to the Red Rock country.
So, yeah, exciting.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there. Goodie bag. I like that.
Yeah. Hard to say no to that.
Today's a day for carbs. It's National French Fry Day.
Mm.
So David likes French fries.
I will be celebrating.
It's also National Mac and Cheese Day today.
Oh, man.
So you can pack.
I'm going to have to celebrate twice, man.
It's also National Nude Day. So maybe just two celebrations today.
Well, you never know. We're on the radio, so people don't know. If we're celebrating or not, we're not.
Well, if you are celebrating, don't forget the sunscreen. It's hot out there.
Yeah.
You can cause some damage in not too long of
time. Yep.
Not too long of a time. The dew point at the Tucson Airport this morning, 62 degrees. That's six mornings in a row that it's above 55. Of course, there's nothing magical about 55, but they found a correlation between the dew point and the onset of the summer monsoon. So if you look at the forecast midweek next week, storms forecast in the area. Boy, Phoenix has been so hot. the low temperature in Phoenix was 90 degrees. The low temperature, that's crazy. But they're going to get rain next week too. So this summer monsoon, which brings welcome relief and really a magical time of year in my mind, is on its way. Lake Powell reached its peak for the year. It's slowly dropping. It's down a couple of inches now, but 65 feet, that lake, the water level raised since mid-April.
Wow.
So that's a good thing to remember of what a remarkable winter will do for our water storage. On this day in history, in 1789, angry mobs stormed the prison at the Bastille in Paris, this castle which turned into a prison. They stormed the castle. They freed seven prisoners. It was just seven prisoners, but that was a key event in the French Revolution. It's a big national celebration in France every year. On this day in 1881, Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Pat Garrett. It's kind of a seminal event in the West. In 1881, we're moving out of the Old West and into everywhere but the Red Rock country, I guess. We're still in the Old West here, but... So Billy the Kid shot and killed today. On July 14th, 1969, the movie Easy Rider was released. First big break for Jack Nicholson. 47 years ago today, July 14th, 1976, the number one song, Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band. Gerald Ford was born today in 1913. He died in 2006. He's the only person to serve as President of the United States who was not elected as either the president or the vice president. Of course, he was appointed vice president by Richard Nixon, and then when President Nixon resigned, he became the president. Dan Reynolds, lead singer for Imagine Dragons, was born today in 1987. He's 36 years old. Local birthdays today for David Frankham, Johnny Bailey, and Chris Adair. You just have to look it up, because the number one song on your 14th birthday, that defines your life. The number one song on Chris Adair's 14th birthday, MacArthur Park by Richard Harris. And number one song on Johnny Bailey's 14th birthday, Too Young by Nat King Cole. Anyway, happy birthday. Weekend birthdays coming up for Scott Boyle, Tracy Tabbitt, Christopher Flavel, Tyler Bailey, and LaDawn Gilroy. You have another one?
Yeah, I've got a couple others. It's Elizabeth Rush's birthday today, as well as Jeremy Redd's. Also coming up this weekend on Sunday, it's Cooper Jones' birthday.
Oh, excellent. Well, very good. Our birthday wishes are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. You want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call. We're glad to do them. Or any other shout-out you want to do, 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And it's summer, which means we've got the 101 ways to experience San Juan County, 101 different ways and things to do in San Juan County. Publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Number 31 on the list is drive through Lisbon Valley and Eastland. Farmlands east of Monticello make a great drive. In Lisbon Valley, which is about 25 miles northeast of Moab, has a fascinating mining history. An enjoyable drive through Eastland and Lisbon Valley takes a couple of hours. Take the Big Indian Road off Highway 191 in Dry Valley, turn on the Lisbon Road, head up Three Step Hill Road on 313 to West Summit and back to 491. When you're done with that, you can visit one of our advertisers. We highlight advertisers during this segment as well, including That's a Pizza, hometown favorites, including specialty pizzas, calzones, pasta, wings. Also got ice cream there, waffle cones, sundaes, banana splits, shakes, and soft serve ice cream. That's a Pizza at 201 South Main Street in Monticello. They also do delivery. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist and a severe special education teacher at HMK Elementary. Part-time or full-time lunch aide slash cooks, paraprofessionals at Grand Preschool and HMK Elementary, 3 full-time custodian positions, a head basketball coach at Grand County High School, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in the operating room, and seeking an operating room manager and a dialysis unit clerk. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets 4 picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Learn
from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Save up to $30 a month on your internet with Emory Telecom. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Emory Telecom knows reliable internet is more important than ever. Sign up now to save $30 a month. Visit emorytelecom.com or call 435-613-9605 today. Emory Telecom, making the most of life.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, July 14th, 2023, 9:48 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the sports report now. Arizona Diamondbacks first in the NL West and back off the All-Star break starting tonight at 5. They'll be in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. Again, Diamondbacks looking to improve their record of 52-39. Colorado Rockies, meanwhile, 34-57, fifth in the NL West. They are hosting the Yankees tonight at 6:40 p.m. New York Yankees in Denver, taking on the Rockies, 6:40 tonight, and series to follow this weekend. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.